This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Hunter with Conan the Disco is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and the NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. The Run Wild was one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, 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 bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, 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 bang.
We be
dumping. Bang, 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 bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop what?
I can do stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks, making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. Heat up and the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be dropping.
This is Randy Sacramento. I was watching an MLB game the other day and bullpen cards popped into my head. As if a professional athlete would get too tired to jog from the outfield. Are there any other bygone traditions in sports you would like to see come back? How about barefoot kickers? That's a Randy Sacramento.
I love bullpen cards, and I love the guy that tipped them the other day. That was great. Did you see that?
I've never seen this.
So there's this pitcher. They brought him in a bullpen cart. And he tipped the guy like $20. And I used to like before, like in New York, they used to come out in cars, like a station wagon. And then there was another one where the guy would come out in a fire truck. Like I like stuff like that. You know what right. I'm saying? And I like back in the day when a quarterback could get massacred. Obviously, they're right. Too well paid now for that to happen. I like when pitchers used to throw at players and it used to happen a lot before.
Yeah, bring that targeting.
Yeah, I like
where you guys could like. A guy could like lead with his helmet like Claude Regalius.
I like when you could run over the catcher, you know.
Right.
I like when the center in basketball was underneath the rim and not at the 3-point line. I miss when the running back was the center of attention.
All right.
Okay. I like how they cut boxing from 15 rounds to 12. I think they should cut it down to 9.
Or 10. Next is from Brian Dunlop, who by less than 1%. Was voted on better takes than Jared Aviad in her poll. Brian Dunlop with the East Coast Pop wants to know if you saw what he saw in the most recent episode of SmackDown. Does it look like to you that WWE is going to be building towards a match between AJ Styles and Nick Aldis? The phenomenon was very last match in TNA was against Magnus, now known as Nick Aldis, to decide the true TNA World Heavyweight Champion. Now, SmackDown manager, general manager Aldis denies Styles a shot at Cody Rhodes' belt and says he'll need to earn it and it'll take time. However, AJ says that he doesn't have time. Seeing this clip has me thinking that eventually Styles will snap and attack Aldis for refusing to give him a title match, leading to Nick's WWE in-ring debut against Styles at SummerSlam. Do you also see this from the clip I provided? Thanks for taking the time to read this. We'll talk about this in our review. But no, I believe Nick Aldis still has a torn tricep and will not be performing at SummerSlam if the timeline is correct here. So yeah, he's out injured. So
I just think number one, he brought up the fact that AJ Styles and Magnus feuded in a TNA. I doubt they get.
Yeah, they don't give rights.
Anybody would even remember.
Right.
That's number one. Number two. Sooner or later, bro, you got to put Adam Pearce or Aldis in the ring. They both stay in great shape, you know, mm-hmm. and they can be a good heel or a good babyface.
Next is from Joseph Rodriguez from Plainview, Texas. What are some positive fan experiences you guys have had over the years where you feel like you had a positive impact on their lives? One stands out in particular. I'd love to hear it. I can say that this show has brought me and my distant half brother back closer together. They decided to hear me even do their intro as kids when we'd play wrestle. He was always K-Dog. So I thank you for bringing me back closer to my brother, Josh. It's been nearly 20 years. Thanks, and that's Joseph from Plainview. I had a Make-A-Wish girl that used to like contact me, and I talked to her and stuff. I don't think you can find a fan that like has met me personally that's had a bad experience, because I'm always very fan friendly. So
Mike Durbin said that you scribbled your autograph at StarCast.
So
that's a negative interaction.
Bro, you know what? Let me tell you something. Durbin is like what I call like a sissy Mary. Okay, because he's like, he complains about everything. You know those type of people, Cody, that just complain about the littlest things and stuff. He was bitching at me because he does Vince's YouTube channel now, right? Mm-hmm. He wanted me to buy a new computer because my sound filtered through Vince's things doesn't come out very well. And I was explaining to him, why don't you just do what Joe does and have that, you know, use the program that he runs. How long does it take, Joe?
Oh, 15 minutes. You run it through two different programs, 15 minutes.
Okay, that's for a longer clip, though, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. Me and Vincent shows like 30 minutes.
That would be, okay? Yeah.
How long do you think that would take?
10, 12 minutes.
He was bitching that he has another job and doesn't have time to do that.
Right.
For real. That's literally I could read you the things. That's what he was complaining about.
He's got
like, too bad. I'm not buying a new computer because you can't take 10 minutes out of your time to edit you to run this thing through a filter. If you're post producing this, that's your job, is to post produce it so the sound comes out. Use the program. Run it through the program. Everything sounds fine. So there we go. Good that I got to bury German today.
It's all my fault.
Kevin from Vancouver. When will the lemon pepper be available at the Shake Shack? Conan says it's coming. Thanks and keep on dancing.
What week? I'd say the summer.
Kevin from Vancouver suspended. Mark said it down.
He is. It was a Canadian guy that emailed that. Yeah, I know how you feel about Canadians.
Canadians are so stupid. It's ridiculous. They voted. Oh, actually, you know what? It looks like Trudeau's getting voted out.
Oh, that would be great.
That Pierre Poirot guy is leading him.
How happy were you that they didn't win the World Hockey Championship?
I'm very happy every time Canada.
Did you like that the Swiss beat them? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then Czechoslovakia beat the Swiss and Pasternak from the Bruins scored a goal in that game.
Yeah. Next is from Breezy. Oh, this is Breezy from the Discord, right?
Yep.
Hello, K-Dog, Disco, and Joe. Recently, Mercedes Moné gave an interview where she said she was the greatest female wrestler of all time. I personally disagree. Though I'll admit I haven't seen much of her work because I wasn't watching wrestling at the time. She was at WWE and I don't watch AEW at all. The little bit I've seen of her wrestling-wise, I think she's really good, but nothing extraordinary. Like you've said, though, just being a good wrestler isn't enough. Her promos, I'm sorry, I don't think are very good. Other than her hardcore fans, it doesn't seem like anyone cares for her promo. I'm sure she's contributed to the business in one way or another and deserves her flowers, and we all have to be our biggest hype man. But I understand why she said that. I know the list is unfortunately limited when it comes to these types of conversations, usually suggestive as everyone's opinion is different. But since you guys have been in the business and seen many female wrestlers come and go, who would you consider the greatest female wrestler of all time? And where would you rank Mercedes? Thank you for all your time and shout out to my PMS sisters in the K100 Discord. That's Breezy from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hey.
All right, number one, what? I had no problem with a professional wrestler.
What was that?
That was my PMS shout out to the other girls. Hey.
That's a Discord stuff,
Colin. What a beta cook.
Yeah. Anyway, that has a problem with Mercedes Bernet saying in an interview that she's the greatest wrestler of all time. This is like, listen, what? What's she supposed to say? I'm the ninth best wrestler of all time or something. Yeah, come on. Number one, she's good. I thought she was kind of reckless when she worked. Her interviews are not good, but she still comes across as a star. Mm-hmm. She dresses very well. She looks like a million bucks. She's attractive. And she's like, you know, she brings it in there. She just gets ahead of her skis sometimes. And some of the stuff she does, and she hurts people and gets hurt sometimes, you know. But Charlotte Flair, to me, is still the best female wrestler of all time that I've seen. And I'm going to do a shout-out to, you know, just because I grew up with her, the Fabulous Moolah, because the name is tremendous, for one, okay? And she just looked like a mean old lady out there, just punching you, like, you know, just pull your hair and like cheat and sit around. I don't know. She was a great worker. You know?
I just thought about this. I blame the Fabulous Moolah for the fact that nobody wanted to see women's wrestling for decades, because when you grew up in the Hulkamania era and they brought out Moolah for a women's match, she was, you know, 60 years old, and it was the worst shit you've ever seen. And so that's what people picture when they picture women's wrestling. It was a fucking terrible thing.
They had a lot of respect for her.
Yeah.
Dude, you could count, like, wrestling was a male-dominated sport forever. And you could, like, literally count, even when we broke in, Cody, like, how many, you could count maybe 10 fingers the amount of women wrestlers there were.
Right. Now it's
like, now it's just like, yeah, since the women's revolution happened, you know, they all got involved. But, like, back then it was like, remember Peggy Lee Leather and Bambi would be like, yeah, they'd always, they must have wrestled it. I honestly think that probably Wendy Richter and Moolah and Peggy Lee Leather and
Share My Song,
okay, may have had the most matches for a single opponent, like in the history of professional wrestling, like Wendy Richter and Moolah.
Little people used to wrestle each other, right.
Sky Lolo.
Lord Littlebrook.
Little Tokyo and Sky Lolo.
How about this guy? Ready? Little Haiti.
Little Haiti. But that's all those guys did. There's like four midgets and they wrestled each other all the time. Like,
And that's what it was called, midget wrestling. And midget nobody wrestling. Was getting right. nuts about it. So let me ask you, who's your favorite wrestlers, Joe? Female wrestlers of all time?
Charlotte, Medusa, Lita. I liked Lita.
I would probably say Medusa might be the better worker than Charlotte, just because Medusa, you know, she could kick guys' asses for real in a shoot fight, you know?
And so, I said this before on here, but they had a Medusa Luna Vachon match on a WCW pay-per-view. They gave him like 6 minutes. That is a fucking banger. That is the shit. Oh, yeah, that match was so good.
Beat the piss out of each other out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luna didn't.
Let me tell you.
Had no issue laying it in.
To me, there's one group of women, and then there's everybody else. All those women from the 90s, because I'm a big 90s Japanese fan, you know, like Misawa and all that. Right. But the females, to me, there is nobody better ever, never, than Manami Toyota, hands down. And then that whole group, Aja Kong, Dump, what a great name, Dump Masamoto,
right.
Bunakano, Inoue.
Kira Hokuto, right?
Hakuto, Kira Hokuto.
Gail Kim is up there in the conversation too, though.
Yeah.
Who?
Gail Kim.
Rhonda Singh. Remember, she was the monster in Mexico. She was from Canada. Good friend. But now I would say, like, the Japanese girls, Io Sky, Asuka, Carrie San, Flair, even though she's not American, Fabi Apache, Toni Storm.
All right, you got to throw Velvet Sky in there and Brooke Tessmacher. That's two of the greats.
They can't. They're not good wrestlers. Okay.
She was a great attraction, though. Velvet Sky was
just hot.
She was a great attraction.
We said wrestler.
She was serviceable enough as a wrestler. She had a great ring edge. She's a great personality to the point she drew great numbers.
The numbers always went up.
That's like, when you look at the numbers, entertaining.
We're talking wrestling, pure wrestling. She's not on that level.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a drawing, a painting of Jim, and on the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the slab pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club slab packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling. And they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%, you'll get a sweet discount and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100. For 10% off your first purchase.
Thanks from Eduardo Nicholas from LA. Music question for Conan. Do you know the rights to your album, La Ley de Conan? Also, will you ever release a 30 year plus anniversary edition? And will we ever see this album on streaming platforms like Spotify? God, I don't. Thank God. Next is from Vicente from St. Paul, Minnesota. Questions for Conan. Seeing you and Baby Bush used to kick it back in the day.
Bash.
Used to kick it back in the day. So with that, have you ever met South Park Mexican? And do you think he really did what he was convicted of in 2002? And what do you think about him possibly getting out on parole this year?
I've never met South Park Mexican, but this wasn't the first time he had that type of problem. So it was a recurring problem, and that's why he's in jail for it. And I don't know when he's supposed to be paroled. Can you look that up, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, this guy was huge in Texas, like one of the first, maybe the first Mexican like mogul that had his own record label and was putting out, you know, stuff. Before then, it was all black artists. And I think he got nailed for being with an underage girl.
Nexus from Jason.
He's had that problem a few times, like you said, but he's eligible for parole October 2024, Conan.
All right. Nexus from Jason Turpin. Hey, guys, in recent weeks, Disco's rightfully called us some AEW guys for doing idiotic spots. Want to ask about one of the dumbest spots that happened in WCW. At the 1998 sold out, Kevin Nash attempted powerbomb the Giant, but dropped him on his head. Nash has talked about the spot numerous times, always just placed the blame on the Giant. Nash said he didn't want to do the spot because the Giant had gotten too fat, but backstage, Paul White pushed him because he really wanted to do it. He also said that White messed the move up because he flailed his arms. The Giant didn't seem like a mark wrestler who could push and do risky spots for attention. It wasn't Nash at this time politicking to do whatever he wanted. What are your thoughts on this incident and Nash's version of events? I'm pretty sure Nash's version of events is correct on that. But like I said, it wasn't the brightest thing, but I know the Giant wanted to do it.
Yeah, they had done it before, too.
Yeah, Kevin was very strong back then. He was very strong,
but that's a big guy to fucking pick up. Look at this.
Of course it is.
I remember this, and I remember that night because I was with Nash.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Look at Hogan's. Did you see Hogan?
No.
The look on Hogan's face here is kind of like, oh, shit. Even though he's in the distance. On the far end, the far side of the ring.
Oh, yeah. Look, he turned away.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, watch. To show this again, watch the reactions of everybody you can see in the shot. Okay? Like the fans and everybody. Jesus. The fans are going like this. Are like, got their hands over their faces and everything. Like, oh, Jesus. Is he
dead?
Yeah,
you don't want to see nothing like that.
It's like the Will Ospreay spot. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Nexus of the Mayor of K100. What's good, fellas? I'm very entertained lately with two great feuds going on. One old and one new. Disco versus Fightful is glorious. Disco can do very surface level trolling or just simple interaction with those dorks from Fightful and they go nuts. Act is very true. It's unbelievable that these people get so outraged when I say just like one joke about them and they go crazy. You know, it's hysterical. It's hilarious to see how Disco has their emotional status and energy on speed dial on demand, fast food drive through, Six Flags Fast Pass, whatever he wants. I support this lasting forever, but we'll never do a Fight Forever chant. The other feud is Conan versus my friend Giggle's daughter. Now, if you missed the intro of the show, Conan read shoutouts, and my shoutout was a charity work my friend's 9-year-old daughter does, which promptly got kazooed. And Conan went as far to say, quote, if you do community service, you are hiding something and are making up for something bad, unquote. Well, news of this has gotten to this young lady, and she said, and I quote, that old man stinks and he can't even kazoo right, unquote. Now, I, for one, would never take that disrespect and immediately would throw hands, but I need to hear a rebuttal to this war of words from the boss himself. Conan versus a 9-year-old wasn't on my Blood Feud bingo card, but here we are. Thoughts? That's for the mayor of K100. Well, thoughts? What are your comments on this, Conan?
Well, obviously, the little girl has bad taste, but here's the thing. I was sent a new kazoo, if you remember, which was not good at all.
Okay.
But let me kazoo this 9-year-old right off the bat with the original kazoo. With the nighttime thing too. Okay. So I don't brawl or feud with 9-year-olds. You've got to be at least over 21. Okay.
18.
And what I meant was adults, not kids. Kids are innocent. But if you're a kid and you're like doing community, so you're making up for something bad that you did and you want to make up, you know what I'm saying? I'm very leery of people that do too much community service or smile too much.
Good point. Next is from Vinny from Chicago. Question about two wrestlers I think have great futures in wrestling. Since Ricky Starks has not been used by Tony Khan, says he's not injured. When his contract is up, should he go to WWE and do you think he can become a star? First started on NXT for a year. Tony D'Angelo in NXT from my hometown Chicago. Does Conan think he could have great success in the main roster? Thank you for all the outstanding Patreon content. That's Vinny from Chicago, Illinois. Well, of course, we spoke about Ricky Starks. We definitely think he could be a good character on that show for sure. Tony D'Angelo.
I thought he was kind of whack when I first saw him, but he's gotten way better.
Next is from the Big Bot Man of Bot County, Georgia. Since people have asked you what your favorite movies are, let me ask this. What do you think of the movies of Fifth Element, Tombstone, Snatch, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and Dogma? Any scenes stand out like the showdown in Tombstone or Multipass in Fifth Element? Thanks, and that's Big Bot Man. I couldn't tell you a scene from Fifth Element, Snatch, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and Dogma. But, one of my favorite scenes is when Johnny Ringo comes face to face for the first time with Doc Holliday. That's a very good scene.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of good scenes too. But that scene is I can watch it.
About because I'm not sure.
There's some futuristic movie with Bruce Willis. I never saw it.
I don't think I said it right. Snatch.
It's like an English movie. Brad Pitt's in it. I don't know, but I remember Brad Pitt was an underground boxer.
Did you
had
see
a hilarious
it?
Accent. No, I just know a little bit about it.
So did you see it, Disco?
Maybe. I don't remember any of it. Okay. It's like, bro, let's suspend the guy for this. Dude, that's another terrible question.
Assuming that we saw these movies. Yeah. How about Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? What is that?
It's George Clooney. I don't know. That's all I know about it.
Oh, he's like, I don't remember any of that.
Tombstone's a fantastic.
How about watching movies most people watch, dude?
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're all well known. It's just none of us have fucking seen
it. Give this guy a week suspension so maybe you can think about.
I did like Dogma.
More well known movies that we can comment on. Okay. Let's suspend him for a week.
Big bot, man.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No. K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC and not the garbage you sell at the gas stations. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the pina colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like. My favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano infused, which is basically nano emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.
That's been the Patreon emails. How many suspensions we have this week?
Four.
Wow. I by the way, this guy bought, man, I like Dogma and I like Tombstone. Those are the only two I saw.
Do you like it that I had four suspensions this week?
I like it, and I'm hoping for more.
Okay. That's our patrons. That's our loyal fans.
Right.
So God knows what we can be getting now. We're the
with the riff-raff.
We're Gen Pop.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. So next, first is a Robert Bailey Jr. and his question is a TikTok. K100 Krill is wondering if you've been keeping up with Karrion Kross's progression. Hasn't been featured well on Raw, but Kross posted a 13-minute promo on his YouTube titled Sabotage that was done very well. Oh, frick, I forgot to watch that yet. Remind me to watch that channel before we... not sure what the future holds this program he has with New Day, but after watching that promo, I don't see why he couldn't be involved in more TV. It was that good, in my opinion. What do you guys think? And he put the promo. We'll watch this and comment on it in our discussion this week. But, bro, this is what I've been saying about Kross for a while. When given the chance to produce his own stuff, he produces excellent content. And this is him, like, doing a thing on his own. They probably told him, go produce some content. And he has never really failed to produce good content. I mean, I don't think Conan would disagree with that.
No, that's how I became interested in him, when you showed me him with the stuff that he had produced. And he's great at it. You know, he's got a sharp mind, believable actor. Mm-hmm. You know, he's great, bro. I mean, he's not that five-star wrestler all the marks like, but he still can go in there and get the job done and be believable while he's at it.
Next is from Human Shield. And the subject is disputing Disco's playoffs point, kind of. I hear Disco defending AEW's lackluster numbers and pointing out the playoffs are in session and everything is hurt by it. I don't disagree with that. However, I think we can dispute the point, or at least at the very least prove the whole story isn't being told, is that the playoffs happen every year. Yes, every year they happen, every year AEW's numbers drops. This year dropped a slightly bigger percentage compared to January as it did last year, but it's close. Here's the kicker, though. Dynamite is down 150,000, 200,000 every week compared to last year's number, where they're against the playoffs too. The company's struggling. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying that when you talk about, when you bring up stuff like they're doing their lowest numbers ever, there is a caveat because it's during the playoffs and WWE is facing the same problems right now too. Their numbers are considerably lower during the playoffs. Raw's numbers are lower during Monday Night Football, where there's a good game on. And just, you know, but now the playoffs are ending. So there's we'll see the next 2 weeks when you see the corrected to the mean. We'll see what happens with the numbers. If they get back above 700, like get to 750. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not using it as an excuse. And I'm not saying the numbers were good. I'm just saying that this happens every year religiously.
Why is that hard to understand?
There's people that want AEW to like flatline and just go out of business, right. I think. Next on Brian Waite, something's AEW roster count. This is Brian from South Africa. Good day, guys. Big fan of the show. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm writing typing this email after WWE and AEW made some releases this past month, and I always wanted to do an official count of their total talent rosters. Count was done on May 18th, 2023. While counting the AEW roster, I saw many names with zero matches this year. This can be due to injury, not being used, wrestlers being suspended, turning leave, or wrestlers being new debuts. Firstly, I'll break it down the AEW roster count as follows. Number one is male wrestlers, number two is female wrestlers, and number three is on-screen talent. AEW is 109 male wrestlers, 38 female wrestlers, and 28 on-screen talent. AEW wrestlers with zero matches in 2024, that's male and female combined, is 31. AEW with less than 10 matches in 2024, that's 103, that's male and female combined. I'm by no means a wrestling or business expert, but even I can see that not only do they have way too many wrestlers for a new company, the injury rate due to the reckless wrestling style is causing half of them to not be able to be available to be used anyway, so it's pointless to have. What are your thoughts and have a good day? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to make a great point here, okay? This is kind of funny, and I would love for the Dirt Sheet guys, you know, revisionist history. If you go back to 2000-2001, Vince Russo, WCW, the numbers, the houses, and everything, and look at the reporting done by the Dirt Sheet guys during that time. Okay, they were burying WCW, burying the bookings, just constantly negative and stuff, right? And the next thing you know, WWE got sold and went out of business, okay? AEW is facing a similar arc where their houses are way down, their numbers are down, they're not going to go out of business, but they're on the same trajectory with the numbers that WCW was facing before it went out of business. However, the coverage of the company is still mainly, even though they're kind of coming on board now and kind of bare, it's still been mainly positive. Like looking for excuses and, you know, like, all the strong needles out of a haystack of data to like make things sound good. But like, you know, I don't know. Like, one thing that I think Ian Meltzer thinks that with the new TV rights deal, AEW is going to be instantly profitable. Like they'll be turning a profit. I'm like, oh, really? Because I'm looking at your talent, your budget for your roster. And like, bro, you've added, in recent months, you've added Ospreay, Mercedes Moné, and an Okada. And I think each year, for a yearly thing that's just well over like $10 million, I think. And like, you added that to your already inflated, you know, budget. You know, they're paying us a fortune.
Now, wait a second, D. I give them credit. They did release Jose the Assistant, and his contract probably could make it. Yeah, actually.
What do you think about that, Conan? The Jose the Assistant got released.
He wasn't really doing anything.
And also, Gravity was released.
Was he really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
See, I missed that one.
The astronaut.
Bro, they put that guy on TV like every Libra. Isn't that hysterical? They put that guy on TV like every other week.
Bro, and he
like,
put him on there just to keep his brother Bandito, who's not even wrestling, happy. Without even knowing if he was good or not.
Right. And now he's done. That's okay. Oh, it's good. No, Brian, I don't like.
I just think to me, it's ridiculous. I don't care if you're a billionaire or not. Why do you have 31 wrestlers that have not had a match in the whole year? And why do you have 103 wrestlers who had less than 10 matches? What would be the reason to have them on there, bro? Get rid of them.
Right. Yeah, you got to manage. You got to balance your books.
It's almost like, look how many people work for me. Look how many people I have. You know,
right. What if he's got this fetish that he's like Joe and he like collects the wrestling dolls, you know, stuff. But he's collecting the human version of the wrestling dolls. He has $1 billion
and the old toys go to the back of the toy box.
You're literally collecting your favorite wrestlers from the past, and like you're paying them, and they're your property. You know, so I don't know.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.